BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Zimbabwe's former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, whose sacking by President Mugabe triggered a military takeover, has urged his former boss to resign immediately. In a statement from an undisclosed location, he said Mr. Mugabe should accept the will of the people and go straight away or face humiliation. In Harare, Mr. Mugabe is still defying demands to resign and has insisted that a regular cabinet meeting will take place later. But the governing party, ZANU-PF, is due to launch impeachment proceedings against him today. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for a long-term political settlement in Syria once the fight against terrorism, as he put it, is over. Speaking during an unannounced visit to Russia by the Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, Mr. Putin said Moscow was working with America and regional leaders towards that goal. China's biggest social network and gaming firm, Tencent Holdings, has become the first Asian firm to enter the group of companies with a market value of more than $500 billion, bigger than Facebook. Tencent's biggest revenue earner is an app called WeChat, used by a billion people every month, mostly by users in mainland China. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has said she's hoping for an agreement very soon with Bangladesh on the repatriation of Rohingya Muslims. 600,000 Rohingyas have fled there from Myanmar since the end of August. Amnesty International says the Rohingya Muslims are facing state-sponsored institutionalised discrimination amounting to apartheid. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, the spiritual head of the Worldwide Anglican Church, is making a groundbreaking visit to Moscow to meet the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church. He'll preside over the installation of a new chaplain at St. Andrew's Church in central Moscow. The building was confiscated after the revolution. BBC News.